Blog Talk Radio.
There's no better sound than that. Welcome,
I know.
People. You love it, Liz? Welcome.
I do. It's like Lori and Liz, Kelly and Ryan.
I love it. That's the jolt of tequila to me, anyway. That's just wonderful. Welcome to She's Raising the Bar Blog Talk Radio, live on the West Coast, 10 a.m. East Coast peeps, 1 p.m., you're with us live, and thank you so much for joining us. We are bi-coastally yours. This is what we're doing now. We have the West Coast covered, and we have the East Coast covered, and that's what I like. I like a balance. What do you think, Liz?
I love it, and I'm really enjoying bi-coastally yours, you know, because people can get a sense of you've been on the East Coast the whole time, and I have always had a fascination with, like, I would move to New York tomorrow, or Brooklyn,
would you?
Or Manhattan.
Really? Wow.
I say that, but when it comes down to it, my family's like, okay, feel free, go. No, when it comes down to it, basically, trust me, they would be fine. They're like, Mom, you're an LA woman. Are you kidding me? You would not last in a heartbeat. You'd be like all those people in the streets that we drive everywhere. And it's just that energy. You know, I know it's different now with COVID.
It is.
The energy is different. The energy is different here. So believe it or not, there was no traffic on freeways for a good amount of time, which was really kind of like creepy for us. You know, I would imagine the way there's very little people walking the streets back when it first started. I do love the West Coast, and I love being bi-coastally yours.
Yeah, and this works out perfectly because, you know, we're getting the sensibility of both coasts, and I think it's a wonderful thing because, you know, there's been so much that's happened to the world in the past, oh my God, what is it, 7-8 months? So, and it's a wonderful thing to get, you know, the texture of both coasts because it's, you know, people who are listening that have been listening to us for, you know, the show is on the air about 8 years now, and they're used to a certain dynamic. But, you know, now we're getting the West Coast dynamic, and it's a beautiful thing because we honestly need to be honest with what's going on and feel good about it. So that's the wonderful thing. And welcome people who are first joining us. I want to introduce my lovely West Coast lady, Elizabeth Colossos, who is holding up the West Coast. Lori Towers is me, up the East Coast. And this is what we do every week, Wednesday, 10 a.m. West Coast, 1 p.m. East Coast. This is what we're doing. So it's just been a wonderful privilege to be, I want to say, the voice of reason, because people have been writing into me and just saying it's just been wonderful to hear some optimistic point of view I don't like saying a dark period because I think that kind of taints things. I want to say in a period of our times that have very obvious obstacles, and that's the way I'm going to look at it because we can't paint this worse than it is, so let's look at it as these are challenging times.
For sure, Lori. And you know what? So much is going on, like you said, in the entire world, not just West and East Coast, you know. And this has just been, I'm so grateful for this because it's been such a great outlet and platform to express ourselves, you know, and hopefully, you know, maybe a bit of a distraction because it's, I think, psychologically proven that distractions can decrease stress. You know, healthy distractions. So if we talk about fashion or talk about style or food or what's going on the East Coast, how you guys are doing restaurants versus how we're doing it here in Los Angeles, you know, it's not that we're making light of the situation at all.
No.
I think we just, you know, want to talk about some different things and, because it, sometimes if you talk too much about the negativity, it can really get to you for the day, you know?
Oh, absolutely. For the week. I totally get it.
It doesn't take me long to watch someone before I'm just like, oh, my gosh, what a terrible world, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I don't want to have that attitude because I've always been like pretty happy-go-lucky and not like the typical LA-er because I am from Louisiana and I grew up very different than people live out here. And another point I want to make is that, you know, people do not just sunbathe, walk around in a bikini with a latte. I promise. I know everyone thinks that. You know, because my sister-in-law thinks that. She's like, let me just ask you, do people there go to Starbucks like with their bikini half on and they have the T-shirt, but the bikini's underneath and it's tied on top? And, da, 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 da. And so I'm like, no, those are like just ads and, you know, things you see on Instagram that they're very curated and posed. But there are some very, I got to say, wonderful, wonderful, you know, native LAers here that I have enjoyed meeting and, you know, that grew up here and are very, very down to earth. I love both. Yeah. I love, you know, yes, it's a melting pot like Manhattan and it's so many people come and you meet so many people from so many different places, which is wonderful. But there's also that point where it's like, hey, Liz, I grew up here. Let me just tell you, it's not what, you know, a lot of people come here for. It's not what LA represents. So you will, a lot of people do drink coffee and go to coffee houses, but they do there on the East too.
Of course, of course. It's, you know, it's important to, you know, again, stereotypes, you know, just throw themselves at you. And there's a root of truth in most stereotypes, and I think it's good to debunk the myth. I think it's a wonderful thing if you say, well, you know what, this is probably what you think, but this is not what we are. So I think it's important to bring that out too.
Exactly, and you know our guest today, Tammy Lee Webb. I mean, I know she's on the West Coast, and you know I'm sure she'll tell you the same thing. I mean. And I think she grew up in the South, but, you know, that being said, I mean, it's, and you have to work hard. It's very competitive here, too, you know, especially the way the economy is right now. People are struggling.
And, you know, the one thing I want to say about Tammy Lee Webb, she's been on, I think she's been on, if my calculations are correct, she's been on this show on and off as a special guest for at least 4 years. It might be 5 years. And you're not going to get a more informative person, someone who is more, you know, has the roots in her field than her. And again, you know, I can't mention her name to people and they don't know who she is. And that's the beautiful of, and I'm going to say one thing, I'm going to share something with you. I'm in the fitness field probably maybe a couple of years shy than she is. We're probably in this fitness field at least 30 years. And when she's on the show, I take notes.
You
that
do?
Degree in the, oh, yeah. she is right on target. She's on, she has a finger on the pulse of where things are going, and her philosophy of things is something that I like to pass on to people, not just people that are listening, but people in my personal life. So anytime she's been on the show, and I would never say this to her because you think I'm, you know, I'm just saying it to her, but I always have a pad and there's always notes that I take every time she's on the show, because she, it's not just fluff. It's not just smoke and mirrors. She's the real deal. She knows what's going on. And I always say, and you know what, I'm going to mention names now, and if I have to lawyer up, I will. There would be no Jillian Michaels. There would be no, but look, come after me. Come get me, copper. That's my theory. There would be none of these people if there wasn't Tammy Webb. And that's the whole thing. And we have to really be honest with each other. And we say, you know, we wouldn't be who we were if there weren't people before us. And that's just where we are. It is. It really is.
It is the truth. Do you remember that?
Go
ahead, Lord. That really quick, that comes to mind, that fitness show based in L.A., that was very L.A. With
which was
Jillian made a cameo on there. And I cannot believe I can't think of her name. I shouldn't have brought it up without not knowing her name.
There were so many. Yeah.
And it became a whole trend of, like, reality TV fitness shows. This girl's beautiful, short blonde hair, and she was the tough one. But, you know, it's its own entity out here, you know, being a trainer. And everybody out here, I feel like, tries to look like a star no matter what you're in. Real estate, training people.
Yeah.
Just
because
I said it was normal. Yeah.
Well, the unfortunate, again, I have my finger on the pulse because I'm in the industry, so I always know that there is this weekend, you know, people get weekend certifications, and they go out, and they're a personal trainer, and they're charging $200 an hour, I know them. But this woman actually has a degree, I think it's a master's degree, in this. She knows her stuff and has done it for over 30 years. So, you know, again, that's why I'm saying, when she says something, I got my pen. Right now, I wish I could screenshot. I'm at my desk, and I have my pad, and I have my pen ready. Whatever she's going to say today, I'm going to take notes. And that's just the way it's been for like 4 to 5 years. So let me bring her on right now, the lovely Tammy Lee Webb, joining us. Tammy Lee, are you there?
Hi, Lee.
Are you there, sweetheart?
Yes, of course I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, Liz. I have not had the pleasure yet, so welcome.
I'm so excited to talk to you. I have not spoken to you.
No.
I've read up, and I've studied and researched, and you're amazing.
Oh,
thank you.
A
lot of stuff gets written up, but, you know, somebody told me a long time ago that when you leave this earth, it's not the things that you've done that people will remember. It will be how you made them feel when you were in the
right.
Mm-hmm.
But you give so much of yourself, you know, and you've worked really hard, so that there is something to be said for that.
I enjoy this industry. I really do. And I love helping people. So I always thought, okay, I enjoy helping people. In what category would I be best to help them? And at first I went into, looked into nursing. Blood is not my thing. And plus I wanted to help people before they were sick. I wanted the prevention of, you know, if I could teach people how to take better care of their physical, their emotional, their, because we're more than just the physical body, we're an emotional body, and they go hand in hand. And so I want to help them and show them ways and motivate them so that they don't have to, and especially with what's going on today, nobody wants to go to a hospital.
Nope.
So
no.
It's more important to take care of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Tammy Lee, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I'm going straight into as I have age, look, I'm making it about myself. As I have age, women in my sector, how do you, motivation, because it's so hard. Does that naturally go down mentally and psychologically? Like, I used to pop out of bed, I'm not kidding you, and be so excited to run around the block to, I don't know what type of music, but some type of music. And, by 7 a.m., I was ready to go. I was drinking my coffee. And now I'm just like, well, I could do a few push-ups or sit-ups. And what happened?
What happened? Age. Aging. Aging. And, you know, when we're younger, we want to look good, and we haven't learned how to love ourselves just internally the way that we are. So we believe that, you know, I've got to look a certain way, but we also have more energy then. So our energy and everything starts to decrease, unfortunately, in the 30s, believe it or not. And think back, I mean, I remember my 30s, and I really felt like that was the peak. Like, you still look good.
Mm-hmm.
You're just starting your career. You're making money. You're just in your prime. That's your prime.
Yeah.
And with each decade, you're changing every day because you're burning your dead cells. You shed cells. You get new cells. But our body isn't working at that high furnace that it did when we were younger. So that's why it takes a little bit more because my body, you know, I call it the morning shuffle. You get up and you kind of shuffle for a little bit until the joints get lubricated. And then it's like, I'm on a roll. I'm going to go with it. So it really has to do with our age. But something that I thought was really cool, this was probably now 4 or 5 years ago. I was at one of the IDEA conferences, and Jack LaLanne's wife, who's a friend of mine who I just adore, and she was on stage, and Jane Fonda. And I think Jane was 80, Elaine is 90, and they got down and did push-ups. And it was like, they're doing full push-ups, not on the knees, okay? And they said is, you know what? No, I don't move or even look the way that I used to in my 30s or 40s or 50s, but I have to keep moving. So, and that is the key, is but we move a little differently now.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's like
give
up or get up. You just got to keep moving. So when in our heads, because it's like one of those things, you pass the mirror and you're thinking, whoa, that looks like my mom. What happened? Because in our heads, we still look a certain way. And then it's when we go to do something. So an example is I went to move a big chair this past weekend, and, you know, I'm strong. I can get this chair down the stairs and in the car. And, of course, later that day, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Really?
Because my body, I'm thinking I can do it, but you just have to do it a little different. So most of my clients today, which are in their, some are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, and I would say the ones in their 50s and 60s are working out because they want to feel good. This is not about, I want to get in a bikini. I want to show my abs. I want a firm butt.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
want to feel good. And the baby boomers are one of the biggest, most, wanting to feel good. They have the finances to to buy the products, and they're doing it.
Yeah,
so right.
We're not, yeah, we're getting older, and it will change with each also is about, you know, you've got to keep moving. Now, one
definitely.
Of the things,
yeah.
And you guys stop me if I'm going on too fast, but one
no.
of the things that I
keep
wanted
going,
to
sweetheart.
Share today and talk about is muscle and fat. So I call it, it's
love
a
it.
Matter of fat ratio to muscle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
there is nothing, if I can say one thing, when you are getting older, especially when you're getting older, the number one thing you should be doing is muscle strength,
yep.
gaining
yep.
muscle. Because you start losing muscle mass in your 30s,
mm-hmm.
and then after 50, you can lose women a pound of muscle a year. Now,
wow.
we can't afford that. We
no.
have to, and
no.
it takes a little bit more to keep the muscle on as we get older, but we can do it. So when I have somebody come to me and they are, and it's usually like the younger ones, so sometimes I have to
mm-hmm.
divorce people. That's what I call it. I don't fire them. I just go, you know what? We have to
yeah.
divorce. And I got that from
yeah.
Sonia Marie because we talked about, you know, how do you deal with this client or how do you deal with
yeah.
that client? And,
yep.
and
yep.
so when they come to me, I had a client say, you know, I want to be skinny. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm sorry, I don't do skinny. I
right.
do strong and fit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want to do. But she's so young where she's not understanding that you can be skinny fat. And
mm-hmm. of course. Yeah.
And that's what happens a lot with young girls. They just start not eating and they don't understand they're losing muscle instead of fat. And
mm-hmm.
so they become skinny fat.
yeah.
But
yeah.
muscle,
that's an
is
interesting
the key
term. I
to
like that. Skinny
longevity.
Fat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Muscle is the key to longevity and weight loss.
Absolutely.
Because if you're
yep.
focusing on the muscle, then the ratio to the fat is going to decrease.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like when someone says, well, I weigh 130 pounds and I want to weigh 120. And
mm-hmm.
I go, well, how
mm-hmm.
much of that is muscle and how much is fat? That's what
exactly.
we need to find out.
Mm-hmm.
And I want us to focus on muscle. So when my clients weekly have to send their stats, I'm looking at the muscle and the weight first. I mean, the muscle
right.
and the fat, because that's going to tell me, I can almost guess where the weight's going to go too, because muscle weighs
yeah.
more than fat. So sometimes they'll go,
mm-hmm.
oh, I only lost, you know,
mm-hmm.
a pound. I'm like, yeah, but look what you gained. You gained
right.
muscle.
Yeah.
Muscle
exactly.
is your friend.
Exactly.
Now, is this based off of,
no,
I'm serious, like what type of exercises to gain the muscle? Obviously not running around the block.
Okay,
right,
so that, and not to say that we don't need cardio. Cardio is
right.
mm-hmm. important, but I will see women get on those cardio machines, whether the treadmill, the climber, the bike, the elliptical, for sometimes hours, but on an average,
yeah.
they will be on there a good hour, and you don't need a good hour.
No,
you do it for 30 minutes and get your heart rate up and really work it, and then get on to building your muscle. Because
mm-hmm.
muscle, so I'm going to back up, and I know that Lori, you know this. And please
yeah.
forgive me. I don't mean to be disrespectful, Liz. I don't know how much you know about body type. So there's mesomorph, ectomorph, and endomorph.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not being disrespectful. You can start from the beginning.
So I've only seen pictures, but you kind of look like you're an ectomeso, which is a great combination.
Yep, she is. Yep.
Is she? Okay. Yeah, Lori, we
yes,
know.
She
so
is.
I'm
yeah.
a true meso.
Yeah.
And
okay.
mesomorphs are, they typically build muscle very easily. They are your sprinters. They are your weightlifters. They are your bodybuilders. Ectomorph is going to be your long distance runners. Your because they have more of a lanky, long, they have a little bit harder time building muscle, but they're so good at endurance. Mm-hmm. Really
okay.
good. So they're your ballerinas.
Yep.
They're your models.
Yep.
They're, and then we have an endomorph. And an endomorph, and the best way I can give you a visual, would be like a Rosie O'Donnell, an Oprah.
Yeah.
So they're more of a pear or apple shape, and don't get it confused that they can't be fit. They can, but they're never going to look like the ectomorph or the endoecto. They're going to they have to work a little bit harder getting the fat off, where the ectomorph doesn't. The mesomorph. Yeah. You know, I almost look at a weight and I can gain some muscle. So, but they all are a little different. So as a mesomorph, if I put on 5 pounds of fat, it looks like probably 10 or 15 because of the size of my muscles, right? So I have to really concentrate, and it's been hard during this pandemic because I'm way too close to the kitchen.
Yeah.
I have to focus more on my cardio and nutrition.
Yeah.
Right.
And then somebody who gets a lot of cardio needs to pay a little bit more attention to the resistance training. And there's so many ways to do resistance training. I mean, if you love the water, like we're in California, right, Liz? I'm staring at the Pacific Ocean. Now, I'm not a great swimmer, so I'm not going to go in there and swim. But if you love the water, water is a form of resistance.
Yeah.
And here's another thing about mesomorphs and swimming. They sink because muscle weighs more than fat. So I always used to say as a kid, why am I sinking except for my butt? It's floating because muscle will sink. So you can even try this on a bathtub. You can just exhale out all your air and just see how quickly you sink to the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Haven't you ever noticed some of the people who can float really easy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, so that's the body type. But no matter what body type you are, resistance training, muscle, we want to build muscle because the more muscle that we have, the more calories
we're expending.
So if you exercise, let's say you had a session that was 3 times a week and you did it just 25 minutes, okay?
Right.
Now, if you did that for a month, that's the energy used is around 5,400 calories for that month. So people that understand, if you're exercising, you're building muscle. When you're building muscle, you can actually burn more fat and you can eat more.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're exercising, then you're just eating and eating, then you're also, there is a balance there. But you will be able to burn more fat at rest. So when we sleep, what happens, our bodies are repairing itself. That's why sleep is so important, good sleep, because our bodies go into this, it's time, she's down, she's out, she's not talking, she's not using anything. We've got to repair those things. So what I think the benefit, and I've heard so many different stories, and a lot of them are heartbreaking, and by no means am I downplaying COVID at all. But any of my friends or people that have very good immune system and take care of their bodies, they're like, it's like a flu. Now, that's not to say that's for everybody, but we don't always know what the underlying issues are.
Exactly.
But if you are taking care, eating right, getting your D, your mm-hmm. Z, your vitamin C, and you've got a strong immune system, you have strong muscles, your body
yeah.
is prepared. It's a battle. It's
yeah.
like, bring it on. And it's the
yeah.
same, like, if you go in for surgeries, when you come
yeah.
out, the better shape you are, the quicker you're going to recover.
Amen.
For
exactly.
sure.
Exactly.
I believe that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know
okay.
what I'm
well,
finding, Tammy Lee? Who's Liz, do you want to say something? You have the question, Liz?
I'll wait. I was going to ask about a diet question, but go ahead.
No, go ask, and I have something else about rehab that I'll ask later. Go ahead, Liz.
Okay. No, I was just going to say, Tammy Lee, do you follow a strict diet?
Yes and no.
So...
And I'll be
okay.
the first to tell you, I love cakes, cookies, chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a candy eater, like hard candy, gummy bear. I don't like that stuff at all. But
mm-hmm.
you
I
put
love cakes, cookies and all that too. Maybe it's a Southern
yeah.
thing.
If you put that in front of me or junk food or a bag of chips, I'm going for the cookie cake every
chips.
Time.
Me too.
I love the chips. Yeah. I
you
love
go
the
chips.
Chips. I'm salt.
Yeah. So you're,
I'm salt. Yeah.
Yeah. You're salt and we're sweet.
Yeah. yeah.
I wonder what
yeah.
that
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Well, we
like,
all,
I can't
we
help
all
it.
Have different things. So what I try and do is I, for myself personally, is Monday through Friday, I look at it as it's my job. I want to take care of my body. So I'm going to be really good Monday through Friday. And then Friday at 5 o'clock, if I want to have a glass of wine, so I'm Swiss Italian. We were brought up with wine
mm-hmm.
and usually wine
yep.
with food. So I am not
yeah.
one of those people that just drinks. I either
yeah.
combined it with a good meal or I
right.
will social drink. But at this age, one glass and I'm like, whew, that's
no,
yeah.
I know.
It's
yeah.
like a couple
you
just
I know
can't process it like if you
yeah.
did before. And that
yeah.
goes back, Liz, to what you were saying. Well, I could just get up, throw my shoes, and run around the block. Well, yeah, we would go out at 9 o'clock at night and stay out till 3 in the morning. I'm in
right.
bed
yep.
by 9 o'clock.
yeah.
So.
It's just a scary change. I don't know. I don't want to call it scary, but it definitely is something to pay attention to, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you have to tweak your workout or, you know, I didn't even think about adding the muscle. I'll be honest, maybe that's naive of me, Tammy Lee, but I did not even think of that. I am not a weightlifter. I always
mm-hmm.
am just,
you, don't
you
have
know,
to
running
be.
Around the block.
You don't
okay.
have to be, but that's because of your body type too, Liz. So it's ironically, the majority of my clients are all ectomorphs, which
mm-hmm.
I love. Because I love building strength. So I love seeing these women, and I have a couple guys, and even he is an ectomorph, and it's seeing their muscles grow. So
yeah.
by no means do you become looking like a bodybuilder. Women, you're not going to look like a guy. But
uh-huh.
what you'll find is, you know, we do a fitness assessment. So I have them do like a 3-minute step test. I'll have them do planks, push-ups, because it's a benchmark to see how much stronger we can get within the
mm-hmm.
time that we have together. And I got to tell you, when they're consistent, they increase their strength so much. Like I had this one woman, mm-hmm. she goes, well, can I do the girl push-ups? And I'm like, first of all, what is a girl push-up?
Mm-hmm. Good.
I'm like,
good.
Shame
good
on
girl.
You. That is not
mm-hmm.
a girl push-up.
That's
Let
right.
Let me show
That's
you a girl
right.
push-up. So so I said, no, we're going to see if you can do a push-up. And
yeah.
she couldn't even do one push-up. So then I let her do it on her knees, and she was able to do three. Within 6 weeks, she was doing 10 on her knees push-ups,
oh, nice.
And she got
nice.
Three full push-ups. Wow.
Mm.
So
nice. Nice.
But it's being consistent. It's building. So I don't do cardio with my clients because that's a waste of time. I can tell you what to
it
do
is.
If you're asking, but there's so many great things out there now. If you have a Peloton or Echelon or, you know, there's so many ways an app can get you a cardio workout. I want to give you what you need, and that is muscle. Mm. Muscle.
Yeah.
So
okay.
When you say, you know, you're not a weightlifter. So if you said to me, I have nothing in my house, I have no TV, I have nothing, what can I do? Well, your body is a form of weight. Your body is whatever it weighs. So I always say, let's do the five basics. At least get these in. So, yeah, you're going to do push-ups. You're going to do abdominal crunches or any way you can do an ab because there's so many variations there.
You could use body weight. That's exactly right.
Yeah, it's all body weight. Plank.
Yep.
You're going to do a plank. You're going to do a wall squat. Those are all things that you can do. And if you did each of those, even if it was each every day, as long as you're not sore, you can do them every day. But it would take you less than 5 minutes to do all that.
Right.
And that's the thing is that people, so many people are sitting. It's like, get up and get moving or you'll lose it. So, and then my next favorite thing, as you guys know, is the rubber bands. So my first book was with Workman Publishing and called the original rubber band book. And where I came up with it was I was volunteering in a physical therapy because after I finished my master's in exercise science, there was no jobs. It was like, I was either overqualified or underqualified. So maybe I'll go into PT because I can still help people. And I went in there, and they were using TheraBands, you know, the flat bands. And I was like, oh, my God, that's awesome. And they go, it's another form of resistance. So I went to the head director because I was teaching aerobics classes, and she goes, oh, yeah, we use rubber bands in here. I'm like, great, because I wanted to use them. Well, back then, all we had, unless you could get the TheraBands and you couldn't get them then, was the office supply bands. 107, and let me tell you, they were up all over. They were not, that's safe.
Yeah.
But rubber bands now, there's tons of them. So you can get rubber tubing, you can get rubber bands, you can get the fabric bands. I start my workouts with my clients. They have to have a fabric band. We put it above our knees. We get in a half squat position, tuck our glutes under, and we sidestep because I want to activate the high glutes. The high glutes, your glutes, you know, that thing back there that just sometimes like, what are they doing back there? Instead of sitting on it, is they are going to help support your low back. So a friend of mine who was teaching, she has a very stressful job, but then COVID hit, she's at home, and she's like, oh, my God, my back is killing me. So I sent her the fabric bands. I'm like, you've got to do this. Sure enough, it helped her. She doesn't have back problems anymore.
Yeah.
So bands are a great way to do it. And then there's other things that you could do with, like I have those adjustable weights. They're so cool. I love them. You just adjust it and it can go from a 5 pound to a 30 pound.
I totally know what you're talking about. Yes. If you don't want a brand,
so you don't have all
that. Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah.
Those are really great. And it's good to mix it up. So in my home gym, I have a TRX, and that's another great product.
Yeah.
I'm not being paid to say any of this stuff, you guys. I don't. No one is paying me to say any of this, but the TRX is a great, great home gym. If you don't have a lot of room, you can either put it in the door or you can get a hook to hook it on. I have the Total Gym, mainly
Gym
because my friend Tom created it.
Yeah.
And he lives here in San Diego. And so we've got a, I have a total gym, and a lot of my clients like it. So that is using your body weight on cables with gravity. So it's a whole nother body weight with cables. And then I have my BOSU, my stability ball. I have a step. I have medicine balls. I have kettlebells. I have, I have a spin bike here. I'm pretty set. But then you got to use it.
That's exactly.
I know.
You know what? I don't want to interrupt, but that's, I think that's the thing. We have to recognize, you know, when people have said to me, "What you know, I was traveling, I don't have anything to use. You have a floor, you have a wall. There's always something that you could work out with." And that's just the thing. People, you know, look, there's 1,000 different excuses not to work out. I mean, I have a gym in my house. Being you mentioned TRX, I have a Bowflex Extreme. I have a spin bike. I have weight. Mm-hmm. That's what I work out with. But the thing is, it's useless if it's just sitting there and collecting dust. We have to think they should become part of our lives. That's the thing.
Well, you guys have great equipment.
That's awesome. Lori, like you were saying, you can always make it happen. You can build the muscle. You can get creative. What about yoga? Does that build muscle?
I like Pilates.
Yoga?
Go ahead, Tammy. But you say. You say what you think. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm all for whatever exercise motivates you to do it. So I have very good friends that are yogis, and they love it. And I would say, will it build muscle like I think lifting weights or doing some other resistance? I don't believe so. Yoga is really internal, and it's putting that mental with the body, which is really, really awesome. So you're not looking at it as that this is what's going to really build my muscle. It's going to do a lot of things for you, but it's not going to build your muscles like the way I'm going to take you through to build your muscle. But with that being said, I really should do more yoga because I need to work on my flexibility, on my balance, mental and physical. One of my clients, she walks all the time and she does yoga. And she went to go get her bone density, and they're like, it's not good. And that's why she hired me, because we needed to build some muscle to get her bone density back up. So not to say that yoga isn't, you know, there's some people who just Pilates. They just want to do Pilates, or they want to do bar work. And I say mix it up.
Mix it up. Yeah.
Yeah, mixing it up is probably the best way to go.
And you know, Liz,
you're using different muscles.
Yeah, I'm going to speak for Tammy Lee and myself. I'm going to say gender specific. When you're back in the day when we were training women, women were always the first to say, "Well, you know what? My pants got too tight because I was working out. You know, I was getting too big." Tammy Lee, I know you're laughing because that's exactly it. And it wasn't about caloric intake, you know, because a lot of women felt, you know what, because I'm working out a little bit, I could eat whatever I want. There's a responsibility to what you eat, and I always believe you should have a cheat day and enjoy a wine or whatever one day a week, but then be sensible the rest of the week and be responsible to your body. But a lot of women that I used to train would work out, and I'm not going to name names, would work out and say, "You know what? My pants are getting too tight because I'm working out. I'm getting too big." It's not because you're building muscle. And that's, and Tammy Lee, I know you can speak to this as well.
If you're building muscle, you're condensing. You condense the muscle. The fibers are breaking down, And that's why, like, when you get really sore, it's like, okay, well, you need a day of rest for the muscle to regain, right, before you can. But it is breaking it down. It's like, okay, I'm going to tear it down to make it stronger. I'm going to tear it down again to make it stronger. And when you do that, you all of a sudden you lose inches. Yeah, you're like, wow, look at my bicep. But I've lost, you know, 2 inches off my waist. So your body just, it shapes it. It gives it a form. It's, muscle is just, oh my gosh, it's just so much.
Muscle is sexy. Muscle, yeah, is healthy.
Yeah.
You know, even if you don't look at it as sexy, it's healthy. Tammy Lee, go ahead.
Our muscle is an it's an organ. And what by having strong muscles, it releases myokines, which in return affects the other organs of our body.
Yeah.
So that it's like it's your frame. It's your so I work a lot with my clients with their balance and mobility because if they fall and they don't have the muscle to support them, like if I fall, I probably have the ability because of my muscles and my agility to go, to catch myself. But as we get older, everything is deteriorating and we can lose muscle loss up to 10 pounds each decade. 10 pounds. So what that's telling us is then you are, you're going to see your body change. And most likely for women, we see an expansion around our midsection, our waist. And it's like, they'll always, how can I get rid of this belly? Well, when our reproductive system starts slowing down and we no longer produce estrogen in the reproductive system, then it's the fat cells in the other parts of our body that are going to start making the estrogen. And that is usually in our hips, in our bellies. All right? So, and I can always tell, like I have a client right now, she's thin, she's an ectomorph, and she has a belly.
Yeah.
Like a belly.
Mm.
But she's also a drinker. She drinks wine every night.
Okay, there you go.
And that's where it's going to go.
Yeah.
So we can't pick and choose, okay, I want this to go here, I want it to go there. And when people say, well, I'm just going to go get liposuction. Okay, nothing wrong with it. I'm not putting it down, but I want you to think of really what's going on, okay? So if you have worked and you know that this is my problem area, I just want a little touch up there, probably not going to hurt you so bad. But when you're taking fat cells out and you're continuing the same lifestyle and same eating, where do you think those fat cells are going to go? I mean, the fat.
Yep.
They're going to go into other fat cells, other places. So let's say I got a liposuction around my waist and my belly, and then all of a sudden, why do I have back fat? Or why is my armpit so fat? It's got to go somewhere.
You have to have that balance.
You know,
I mean, Lori, you have a great muscular body,
Thank you. Yeah. Well, you know, me and Tammy, we work out every day. Like, this is what we do. Now, Tammy Lee, what I want to ask you, and this is going to be a deeper question. It might be a little bit off track than what we're talking about, but, you know, in all of the climate that we're in, and I see I want to say there's less incentive. And I know with people that are coming in for rehab, there's less incentive to get better because you think about this, all our enjoyment is being cut off. Going to the theater, we don't go there. We can't do this. We can't do that. There are so many things in our lives that are cut off. how do you inspire people that, you know, and I had surgeons on the East Coast that say they can't, they don't want to have anybody get any surgeries at this point because with surgery, there has to be the incentive in healing. And people are just like, what am I healing for? I can't do this. I can't do that. My life is 50% of what it was. So how do you inspire people to take stock in their body? Go ahead.
That's the other part that I say that I like working with people is their emotional body. So we know that emotionally, if somebody comes to me and they're like, I want to lose 50 pounds, that most likely, well, how did that get there? They're probably an emotional eater. So our emotions, and that's the other thing that building muscle does. Building muscle is going to work on, it's going to increase lean weight. It's going to decrease your weight. It's going to reduce back pain. It's going to reduce arthritis discomfort. It's going to increase your mood, functional independence, reduce stress. So when you work out, you just feel so much better. But mentally, you have to find, especially today, it's like, okay, I'm not seeing my friends as much, or I'm not doing this or that. But what you do have, and some people need to pay more attention to their health. This is the time to do it. And, I do some private training at a local, it's a private, small little personal training studio. And this young girl owns it. I love her. And I thought, you know, it'd be great to train people there. Well, none of my people want to train. They don't want to go back to the gym. They don't want to be in a gym situation.
Yeah.
And so now with them being home, they know that they have to do something. And now it's all, I put on the COVID 10. I put on the COVID 15.
Yeah.
And they're ready to do it. But it's a mental thing. You have to find other things. And I really feel there's a silver lining. It can be a blessing in many ways. You get to be hopefully with loved ones you want to spend more time with. You can pick up a hobby that you haven't been able to do. I was with a friend yesterday, and she gave me this beautiful little watercoloring picture she made for me, and I was just like, I didn't even know you did this. She goes, instead of being on my phone or the TV, I just started picking up watercoloring. And she goes, it's so nice. I just, you know, even if I just do it an hour a day, it helps my mood.
Very sweet.
So it's finding something. What is that?
Yeah.
I have a group of girlfriends. One lives here. The other two are in Denver. And we have a standing house party every Monday at 4 and 5 o'clock. So I know that I get to see them each week and we talk and, you know, just catch up. And that's helpful. And thank goodness for today's technology that we can do all that, right?
I believe it.
I agree.
You better believe it. Yeah. You better believe it.
Yeah.
Who is that lady you do BIFF Fitness? I love her.
BFF?
I love the both of you together. Who is that? I love that. Oh, my God.
Okay. So there's a good story there. So her name is Mindy, Mindy Marinos. And in 1980, decided I was going to enter a bodybuilding contest. And so I came down to San Diego because I was in Northern California. And I know, Liz, you think that I am Southern because of my name, but actually I was born in Northern California. My dad was from Oklahoma. So that might be that. Yeah, that kind of, I was born and raised in Northern California on a small little farm. So when I came down here, I was going to doing my education at Chico State, and I came down here because I had an aunt and uncle, and I thought, I'm going to come down here and train for the summer just to get away, right? And I walk into a Family Fitness a gym, and I walk into this room, and this girl is just jumping and hopping and doing all this stuff. I'm like, ooh, this looks like fun. And it was Mindy, and she was teaching an aerobics class. And I'm like, I'm going to do that. I left, came back to Chico State, created some classes, and I remember my first aerobics class, I had 200 girls in the gym with my boombox.
Wow. Oh,
and
Mindy
was my first, she's the one that inspired me, and we instantly became friends, and we have been friends since 1980.
200? Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a good amount.
I ended up doing two classes back to back because
Whoa.
There were so many. So in the first class, I'd have
Whoa.
200, and in the next one, I'd have like 100.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Mindy is, she's a hoot. So she comes over and we just do, I just said, hey, let's do a BFF fitness, you know, which
it's
stands
great.
For Best Friends Fitness.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we
yeah.
just come up with different things and just having fun with it. Plus I wanted to help her with her business. She's got a business called Savior Your Soul. She's an amazing cook, nutritionist, similar to, you know, our my girlfriend Sonia.
Yes.
But Sonia's more on a holistic, I mean, they're still very different because
mm-hmm.
Mindy works with them
yeah.
on kind of creating the whole environment in the kitchen.
Mm.
So
mm-hmm.
anyway, that's Mindy. Yeah.
You
yeah.
have great
We've
chemistry.
Been friends.
I watch it and I laugh because you just feel like you're walking into a movie that you know, and it's just wonderful. It just you feel right at home.
Yeah,
immediately.
We're not going to be doing a lot of jumping because we might pee our pants. We won't be doing deep lunges because we might blow out our knee. I mean, we just say it as it is. I'm going to wear this visor because my gray is. And so I call it experience. This is only for the experienced agers, which means, you know, we have experience. I don't want to be called a senior or a sneaker senior or whatever. And then another friend, she goes, oh, you know, it'd be a good name is Queeners. So instead of teenagers, it'd be Queenagers.
Huh.
And I'm like, yeah, I kind of like the experienced agers. So we do that once a week and try and come up with different little things that people, you know, could do. But I also have my, as you know, Lori, my, because I've done, I don't even know, I haven't counted how many videos I have. So I edit them and I put them on a platform called Web Workout with an SPN.com.
Yes.
And right now I have I think it's 110 videos. And you can sign up and you can cancel anytime. So it's not like you're locked in or anything. And I have a 10-minute workout, 15-minute workouts, 20-minute workouts, and 30-minute workouts. And so you just pick how much time and then you pick the body part. So you can do that anywhere.
Yeah.
No. And
that's perfect.
And I'm so excited. I have not announced this, but I'm looking at actually moving the platform to a much better platform that would look better and easier to navigate. So I'm working on that. The only downside is I can't have as many videos. So
why?
Videos will probably expire. They only let you have so many videos on there, I guess.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
That's okay. I can... You know, once I learn who's people have got to then communicate where what's your favorite video.
Mm-hmm.
So, so I'm looking into that. And then Ageless Through the Decade, the 40s is out. You
Love
can
it.
Sign up and get that ebook. And I'm just finishing up the 50s. And then I'm going to be doing the 60s. They're all done. I'm just putting them in ebook format. But,
nice.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different ways that you can work out, but you know, the back to muscles is the muscle is your friend. Don't be afraid of it. Whenever you can, whenever in doubt, do something that's going to strengthen your muscles. And a lot of times,
exactly.
people won't even, like, I'm not a big gardener, but I did get out in the outside, and it was kind of fun getting in the dirt, planting new things, and it was very
yep.
meditating. But I got to tell you, I was so sore. Now, I work out.
Yeah.
I was sore because
yeah.
I was my muscles were working in a totally different way. And
yeah,
then
exactly.
this past weekend, because I've had nobody to come in and do the deep cleaning in my house, I did it. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I was that
a workout.
That is.
That is a workout.
Yep.
Yes.
That is a workout. Take it from me. Trust me. It just is so, I mean, I dread it when I do it at the house.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I just, afterwards, it's one of those, like, God, I'm so glad I did it. Cathartic.
Yeah.
I'm sore. My
yes.
mind feels at
yeah.
ease.
But you
know,
you did
yeah.
it. Yeah, it's cool.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah.
And Tammy,
Lee,
I have to tell you something. And I know my cousin is going to be really upset that I said this. My cousin Lynn is such a big fan of yours. And I was we had dinner in probably in January, and I was talking to her. She goes, "Oh my God, I have all of her videos. I have blah blah blah." And I said, "You know something? Yeah, you know what? I want her on the show because I want to have you on for I think our New Year's show." And she looked at me with the eyes that said, "Oh my, God. Actually could text her. Wait, you actually have her phone number." And my husband John was like, he's like looking at her like she's like, wait, you actually have your number on your phone? You could call her now.
I'm a real person.
It was the cutest. It was the cutest thing. And then when she showed me the videos that she sent me the picture of the DVDs, and I was like, oh, that's so cute. But her eyes were like saucers. You mean you talk to her? You mean you actually know? You have her number? And I was just like, oh, okay.
That's
I thought it
cute.
Was adorable. You have so many. You have so many people that you have inspired over the years, and that's a wonderful thing.
You.
That's a wonderful thing.
I hope that I'm able to do that because that is my passion and what I enjoy doing, and it's exciting when you get to see people change. Like when I get excited, I'm watching my clients and I'll go, oh my God, I got it. And I grab my phone and I take a picture and they're like, what? I go, I saw your muscle. I saw a muscle.
Yeah.
So when I do before and after photos, I don't have them stand, you know, usually you stand front, side and back, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I don't have them do that unless there's a skeletal issue I need to look at. So if they have kyphosis or the one shoulder's up or down, which usually it is, but I don't have them. And you know, I gotta say, women don't know how to flex. And I'm like,
no,
you gotta turn your wrist in. You gotta get your, you know, to show the muscles. That's what I'm looking for. That's what your goal is. And that's how I want the before and after pictures is you're going to flex for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But most women don't have a pose down. You know, most women don't know to do that.
No.
You know, how often do you have to, you know, again, it's not a quote, quote, ladylike thing to do. So you don't do it. But yeah, I totally get it. I totally get it.
Yeah. So last thing that I want to add to the muscle and the fat is a lot of people think of fat as being bad. Well, we do need fat. We need fat.
Yep.
It protects our body. But obviously what is it? 85% of America is either overweight and then grossly overweight, obesity.
So
when we're working on muscle, then we're changing the ratio for muscle to fat. But then when someone is not, I know they're working and they're working out hard, but they're not gaining muscle. And then I have to really look at their nutrition. Let's take a look at what you're eating. They're not eating enough protein. Yeah. We need protein. Now,
right.
Yep. I am, you know, raised on a farm. I eat, most of the time I'm a chicken, turkey, fish mm-hmm. type of gal. Once in a while mm-hmm. I'll have a little bit of beef, but it's not my favorite. But I always, I know that animal protein is essential. Yeah. Not to say, because I know there's going to be those that are vegans and vegetarians,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah,
that's
of course.
Fine.
Of course.
And I have some clients that are vegetarians, and they do have to work a little harder to get that protein.
Mm-hmm.
Because you might be losing the weight, but if you're losing the muscle and you're
the
working,
muscle.
Then you're not eating
yeah.
the protein that your muscles need to do the job that they're doing, that we
yeah.
want them to do. So
and that's me.
Like
yeah,
when
that's
I,
me. I have salmon.
When
yeah.
I go to, yeah, so I love salmon. That's my favorite fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. It's delicious.
Yeah. So it's, you got to look at your proteins. And then typically, like for women, let's see, what's our age? Are we between 50s and 60s or 65?
I think Lizzie's a little younger than us, but you and I,
she's
between 40? 50s and 60s. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, so.
But I feel like when I, even in my 40s, everything's just coming, hitting like fast.
Well,
really fast.
Are you perimenopausal or are you through menopause?
I didn't catch
perimenopausal
because I'm my
mm-hmm.
mood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's not fun. I need to see, you know, a doctor about that. But, you know, I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but I started having kids, you know, in my early 20s. So,
mm-hmm.
And I have three. So basically, I don't know if that makes it start faster, or I don't know. I need to find out.
Well, one of my go-to books, because I think it's an easy read, is How to Outsmart the Female Fat Cell and How to the Menopausal Fat Cell by Deborah Waterhouse. And
Waterhouse, okay.
When if you are in perimenopausal, your hormones, if you haven't had them checked, they're probably like all over the place. So if you're not
right.
you're a little agitated, you're not sleeping well, you're having little hot flashes, your hormones, which are the CEOs of our body, so when they're
mm-hmm.
in balance, it's really, really difficult to expect what you did before to work for you now. Because your body's going through a change. And so you're going to have to make a change with it. for myself, I tried everything natural. And it wasn't until I came up on bioidenticals that were able to help me balance my hormones enough to lose some weight. Because I immediately put on weight. And around the stomach, but so, I mean, every woman it experiences it a little bit different. I have some friends that
right.
didn't even know they went through it, and it tends
yeah.
to be usually the thinner you are, the less body fat, but because you don't have the body fat that's making estrogen,
mm-hmm.
yes. they have a little bit harder time with it. Because their body's not making any estrogen, so
right.
I tend to
but
lose
I was,
weight more than gain weight. I don't know, not to say that in an annoying way, but you know,
did you
I
say
think
lose weight, Liz? Lose weight? Okay.
Yeah,
I tend to lose it more than gain it, and you know, some people gain it when they're stressed or their body feels different or off, and some people lose.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hmm.
but
yeah.
I think it's just a matter
like you both were saying, about getting those hormones in check. Now that the whole world knows.
Wow. That's something you didn't expect.
Wow, the whole
today.
World knows. That's awesome. Well, so, like, do you
it's
even
a,
know?
I'm
putting
all
this
friends.
On a pedestal,
we're all
Lori. I'm putting this on a big pedestal here. The whole
we're
world
all
knows.
Friends. It's all family, sweetheart. Don't worry about it. That's fine.
It's fine. I'm sure they have figured it out. It's time to say it.
Of course.
So,
well, you
anyway.
Know, I have go ahead. Tammy Lee, go ahead. Take the lead, Tammy Lee. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, the reason I was asking is because I'm looking at this one chart that I follow from ACE. And if you are sedentary and you're, say, 40 to even up to 50, you know, 1,800 calories. And I'm not one to count a lot of calories because I kind of know my foods now. But if you don't know, there's so many great apps out there because you may not realize that what you're eating or drinking is really adding on some of the calories because you do have to reduce some calories in order to drop weight. But like for me, when I want to drop weight, I don't really look at the calories. I change my diet to I might do 3 days of protein with some vegetables, sugars, no alcohol, and as soon as I start eating more protein, and then I bring in the other stuff, that's where things will tighten up. But as if we're very active at this age, I mean, you can eat 2,200 calories, but it depends
really.
You know, what you're doing. Well, it depends on what you're doing. So if you're working out extremely hard and weight loss isn't your thing, then because you're, remember, it's a furnace. So you're putting fuel on the fire and you want to be a fire. You want to be a high burning machine so that your metabolism is up. And if your metabolism is up, you can eat. But a lot of times people I'm going to reduce the calories and they go way too far. And then your body goes into a starve motion. And then it goes, well, okay, let's just take from all the good stuff instead of the bad stuff in case she starves herself again. One of the best books that I think that helped me understand how our body operates with the hypothalamus is, it was a book by Professor Gar Fisher from Brigham Young University. And this book is old now, but, it talked about the hypothalamus and that think of it as a scale. So if you have a scale up there and you've been a certain weight for so long and then all of a sudden you go, well, I need to lose 20 pounds. And it's hard at first because your body goes, whoop, wait, what's going on? You're not giving us what you normally give us. So it will fight you for a while and then it'll budge. And then it's like, oh, okay. And if you're starving it, it's going to take all the bad stuff, okay? I mean, it's not helping you because you're going to slow down your metabolism. We want to fire it up. I like to explain it like this. If you take a balloon and you blow it up, and then you slowly let the air out of it, or it's been sitting there for a while, it gets wrinkly, right? So it's not as firm when you go to blow it up again. Well, that's similar to like a fat cell. So if you blew up your fat cell to this, and then all of a sudden you're like, ooh, I think I better drop a few pounds. And then if you're doing it right and burning fat, okay, because your muscles are firing up, then the best way I'm going to explain this is, you said it earlier, the Biggest Loser. So the Biggest Loser... they had them confined for a short period of time, and that's all they did. They were working out, and eating right. And so then that fat cell just went Well, if they, the minute they got off the show and you go back to your old eating habits, guess what? So it's waiting. It's going, well, we know how to get back there. Just give us a little and we're going to take a lot in case you do this again in the future. So,
and you know, I remember when my husband and I would go away and we'd go to different parts of the state and they would have these lumberjack breakfasts. And, you know, I never had a problem with weight. But you think about, you have a short stack, you have steak, you have eggs. A lumberjack breakfast was made for back in the day when that was probably all you were going to have for the day and you were going to work physically for the next 8 hours. And people just, you know, you have a lumberjack breakfast and what are you going to do? Sit in your car and go someplace else. And people don't realize we had to chase our food down or we had to work our food off many, many, many years ago. And that's the only time that type of breakfast applies.
Yeah, because we don't eat move like we, you know, used to. I mean, you used to have to go out and hunt for your food. We don't do that anymore. And you wanted to keep
deli
fat on you to stay warm. it wasn't that important. But you know, nowadays we can have food delivered to our house, and we don't have to do a whole lot. And that's what I see going on with our society is we're not moving. I think, though, another silver lining is I have seen way more people out because they needed to get out. There, it's like, oh, got to get out in nature and tell you, nature is my nemesis. I'm not my nemesis. Nature is my God, because if I get out in nature and can ground myself and breathe, like, I'm not saying anything about, you know, I follow the rules, whatever they are, but if I'm in nature – and no one's around me, I'm not having a mask on. I have to breathe fresh air. I want to put my feet into the sand and ground myself. So,
Hopefully
they're moving around a little bit more.
You know what? We'll see where the numbers land. But, you know, the truth is getting out and being part of society and taking care of yourself is really what I think everybody needs now. And this is the beautiful thing of all of this is having you on today, which we've always had, and that we had Angie Miller last week.
And
we had Sonia Marie. She's going to be on next week. I think it's so important, especially this time of year where things could go awry, that we have people investing in physical well-being, mental well-being, and nutritional intake. I think that's the most important thing. And Tammy Lee Webb, I can't thank you enough for always joining us. And you've been part of our family for at least 4 years, if not five.
Thank you so much. Let me be a part of your family. And it's always a pleasure to speak with you and now Liz. And
I know it was really wonderful to meet you. Thank you so much.
Mine. Yeah, well, maybe we can actually meet in person someday.
I would love that.
Yep, you can. You certainly can.
Yeah, and someday, Lori, you'll just have to come to the West Coast and we can do it all from
here. Oh, my God. Does anybody like tequila like me? I don't know if Tammy Lee likes tequila, but Liz, I think you probably could be okay. You could convert. I think Liz could convert.
I think I'll be fine. And then I'll do a workout right after.
I like tequila. Tequila doesn't like me, so I usually limit any of that.
Tammy Lee Webb, thank you so much. We're going to put anything that you want to shout out, anything new on your website that we need to talk about? That we could mention tomorrow.
It's just I want people to webworkouts.com and that's two B's.
Cool.
That's my last name. webworkouts.com.
Love it.
And it's you can pull it up on your smart TV. You can put it on your iPad. There's an app with it, but the app isn't called Tammy Lee Webb because it's on a platform called Kajabi. And that's why I'm looking at a different platform that I could actually have my own stuff as it is. But, you know, while it's building and, but I am looking, I feel like, you know, now big corporations are, most of them have wellness programs, but I am, if anybody has a group, I'm now offering corporate discounts. I'm also offering small Zoom classes. If anybody wants to work out with me on a Zoom, and honestly, I mean, I love meeting the people, but it's hard working that way because I'm a touchy-feely person, and I need to watch their form.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't always see that because they don't have their phone set up right or their computer.
No, I know. It's tough.
Yeah. So, and then I also offer online 6 to 8 week programs that we do online. So I have a couple clients in New York, and we meet each week. They get their weekly workouts, their motivation. Sometimes we'll do a one-on-one workout over the phone. So anybody can just go to my website, tammyleeweb.com, and reach out to me, and I will get back to you. So thank you, girl.
Thank you. Love you, sweetheart, and thank you for always joining us.
Love you too.
You'll be back soon. And Tammy Lee Webb, fitness legend, just a wonderful person. And Liz, I knew you were going to love her. Thank you for joining us, and you'll be back soon. Thank you, darling.
Yes.
All right, baby.
Bye, girl.
Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she?
Oh, my gosh.
A wonderful. And, you know, I was going to say, the North will rise. I was the only Northerner in the house. that was it. I was sandwiched between two Southern belles. I was the only person from the North. You know, I was a Yankee. Yeah, she's wonderful. She's absolutely wonderful.
She's so passionate about what she does, and I love that about people when they just have found their passion and it just exudes from them.
And you know, the thing about her is, you know, she's just a couple of years older than me, and we were in the fitness business at the same time. And obviously she was famous, but the truth is she never lost her passion. And you're talking about at least over 30 years to be in the same field and still have the same level of passion. It's hard. It's really hard.
She's certainly.
And you know, you and I were talking offline. I'm gonna. You know what? I'm not worried about lawyers. I'm not worried about attorneys or NBC or. I had pitched a lot of people. The thought I had, which would be a great reality show or show, for her. And I think I was telling you about, I had the theme of Wicked going through my head. And I was thinking about how wonderful it would be. Tammy Lee Webb is truly a wonderful, wonderful person and a very nice lady. And I always envisioned her as Glinda the Good Witch. Now, Jillian Michaels
is
also, Jillian Michaels also a lovely, lovely person. But again, you know, her in character, she's a certain thing, and on The Biggest Loser, she was a certain person.
Right.
I would love to see a show because, you know, and I'm going to say this outright, and I'll lawyer up, there would not be a Jillian Michaels if there were not a Tammy Lee Webb, and that's just the way it is. There would not be a lot of people that were in the fitness industry if there weren't a Tammy Lee Webb. Period, end of it.
And what a great chemistry, Lori.
But it would be a great chemistry, but I'm sure, you know, and I'm not saying anything disparaging about her, so if you're going to come after me, I didn't say that. But the truth is, we wouldn't be where we are if there weren't the people that trailblazed before us. And that's what I think of the Tammy Lee Webb, who actually knows the science inside out and isn't thinking about her. She always tries to bring people on the show who are worthy of content and people that are going to help other people. So that's what I say. She's not about the book. She's not about, you know, accolades and making herself look better. She's about making things better for people. So that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, she is great.
And I'm glad you got to know her, because I knew you'd love each other.
Yeah, I do. I love her. I love her whole vibe.
Yeah, she's just a wonderful person, and always has been. The first show in, she was always a wonderful person.
So wonderful.
What were you going to say, darling? Go ahead.
Oh, no, I can't believe it's 11:25.
Oh, it's 11:25. I'm looking at my clock. It's 12:25. But before we leave the show, I'm going to give a shout out to Memento Mori, who gave us those lovely cups that we did a toast online, right?
I'm going to drink, starting tomorrow morning, drinking my coffee out of the mug. It is the cutest mug, very stylish, very fashionable, and I love it. So, Lori, thank you.
Our cup runneth over, and I'm always a person that says the glass is half full, and my cup
right.
at the beginning of my day is always full of that, and Lori could not have been nicer to give us that. And I want to give a shout out to Sizzle Reel. You know, the photos that we have on our Sizzle Reel. I want to give a shout out to your husband who did your shot, John Colossos. I want to give a shout out to him. Thank you very much for the lovely pictures that he has of you. And Sherry Rubel, who I cannot get through a photo session with without crying, laughing, and having people break up the laugh fest that we have, but she always does a wonderful job. So those are the people that man the photos that are the lady behind the mic. And this has been a wonderful show. And thank you, Tammy Lee Webb. And I'm going to actually post all her information as soon as we go off the air. My lovely co-host, Lizzie.
Thank you. I had a blast.
Thank you.
Super informative.
Thank you so much.
Informed.
Thank you so much for joining and being part of this whole thing. And Tammy Lee Webb,
you're welcome.
I love you. And thank you so much for being with us. And we'll be back next week. And we hope everybody goes out, makes it a wonderful day, and try to be kind to each other. Try to make the best of all of this. And it's not an easy time, so try to make the best of all of it. And go out and do something kind for somebody. And believe me, it ricochets back. Lizzie, take us home. Say goodbye.
Thank you, everyone, today for listening. It was super informative. I feel very inspired right now. I'm going to put on some muscle, little weight, feel good.
Go get them, sweetie.
We will be back next Wednesday. Thank you.
Take care, sweetheart, and we'll see you next
week.
Bye.
Thanks, Lori.
Bye, sweetie.